Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, Power of Presence and Perspective. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that plagues all of us at some point. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, barreling towards the next what-if scenario? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your breath gets shallow, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming. Yet me too. But guess what? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who basically had life figured out way back when, have some pretty killer strategies for managing all that inner turmoil. Now, I'm not saying we can erase fear and anxiety completely, those are natural human emotions. What we can do is learn to handle them with grace and resilience. We can become the captains of our own mental ships instead of letting fear steer us around in circles. And that's exactly what we're going to explore today. So strap in, my friends, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that are going to change your relationship with fear and anxiety forever. First up, accepting the inevitability of these feelings. Yep, you heard me right. The Stoics believed that trying to suppress or avoid our emotions was like fighting a river. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Instead, we should acknowledge them without judgment. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to stop yourself from feeling happy, would you? Well, the same goes for fear and anxiety. Just let them flow through you, observe them, but don't let them control your actions or thoughts. Number 2. Focus on what's within your control. Fear often stems from things outside of our control: deadlines, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the unpredictable nature of life itself. But here's the Stoic superpower. We can choose how we react to those things. We can choose our attitude, our perspective, and our actions. Instead of stressing over the uncontrollable, channel your energy into what you can influence: your work ethic, your kindness, your personal growth. That shift in focus can make a world of difference. Thirdly, practice mindfulness and grounding techniques. Ever notice how when you're truly present in the moment, anxiety tends to fade? That's because mindfulness helps us connect with our senses and anchor ourselves to reality. Try taking deep breaths, focusing on your physical sensations, or even just observing your surroundings for a few minutes. It sounds simple, but it can be incredibly powerful in calming your nervous system. Number 4. Reframe negative thoughts. Fear often whispers those insidious little doubts in our ears: what if I fail? I'm not good enough. This is too much to handle. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts. They don't have to become our reality. Challenge those negative narratives by asking yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? Often, when we shine a light on those fears, they lose their power. And finally, number 5, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our entire perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small: a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. Focusing on the positive can help counteract fear and anxiety, reminding us that life is full of beauty and abundance. Okay, so let's say you're prepping for a big presentation at work, your heart is pounding, and every possible scenario where things go wrong is racing through your mind. You might feel like freezing up or backing out completely, but instead, remember those Stoic principles. Take deep breaths, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and focus on what you can control: your delivery, your passion, your message. Acknowledge any anxiety without judgment, but don't let it derail your efforts. You got this. Remember, folks, managing fear and anxiety is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. That's totally normal. The key is to keep practicing those Stoic techniques, be kind to yourself, and remember that you are stronger than you think. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. Together, we can build a world where fear doesn't hold us back. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep practicing those Stoic superpowers.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.